You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 84, A Writer's Inner Voice. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Fearless Inc. podcast. This is a journey of creativity, and here we're going to explore different types of writing and all things writing. Today we're looking into a powerful tool that every writer possesses but often overlooks, and this is something that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks now, is different writer strategies as well as secret weapons. This is definitely one, and that is your inner voice. This episode is all about how you can learn from listening to that voice within you to enhance your writing. The first thing that we're going to talk about is understanding that inner voice. And what do we mean when we're talking about that? That is that instinctive, often quiet part of you that guides your thoughts and decisions, especially when it comes to your writing. It's your intuition, your creativity, and your authenticity all rolled into one. Many authors that we know, like Virginia Woolf and Stephen King, they've talked about the importance of listening to this inner guidance. Virginia Woolf once said that for most of history, anonymous was a woman. And this reflects that often silenced inner voice that can shape our narratives. When we tune into the inner voice, we discover this wellspring of ideas and insights that are uniquely ours. And that is the thing, is being original. It's where originality flourishes. And that is what makes us unique. There's nothing wrong with looking to other writers, other authors to get inspiration, but we want to make sure that our ideas and everything that we put down on the page is unique, that it comes from us. What is the importance of listening? Why is it so crucial for writers to listen to that inner voice? Well, first thing, it fosters, like we talked about, originality. When you write from your inner voice, your work reflects your true self. When people read your work, even if they don't know the name on the front cover of the book, they'll know that it's you based on your tone and your unique voice. Your thoughts, your experiences, your feelings. That authenticity resonates with readers. Listening to your inner voice can also help overcome writer's block. And that's something that we've talked about a couple of times here on the podcast. When you're stuck, tuning into that voice can guide you through the fog and help you find clarity. Think of it like your creative compass leading you back to your path. J.K. Rowling, this is another example, has mentioned that her inner voice guided her when creating her characters. She listened to her instincts about who they were meant to be, and that authenticity contributed to the character's depth and relatability. Next thing we want to talk about are techniques to cultivate your inner voice. How do we cultivate that inner voice? What are some things that we can do to help tune in? One of the things that we talk about a lot on here is journaling. Setting aside time each day for free writing. And that's just sitting down with your notebook or your journal and just writing. Just writing your thoughts, writing what comes to mind. Don't worry about structure. Don't worry about grammar. It's just letting your thoughts flow. This stream of consciousness exercise really helps you connect with your inner thoughts. And don't try to fight against them. Just let them come and let them flow. And you'll be surprised with what you put on the page. Not only that, but you know what that forms. Also, meditation and mindfulness. Spend a few minutes each day in silence. And I know that that's hard to do, but focus on your breath and let go of your distractions. And this quieting of the mind can open the door to deeper creative insight. Another thing that seems odd or unconventional is reading aloud. Try reading your drafts aloud. And if you're someone who writes poetry, read your poetry aloud. Listen to how it sounds and how the words flow and how the words fall. It can help you hear the rhythm and flow of your words and connect with the feelings behind them, and especially with poetry, because what I find is the poetry that you write to perform is going to be a lot different than the poetry that you write in your books. The way that it sounds, the rhythm of it, and how you pause and wait for an audience to respond, or certain places where you need to emphasize silence, it's going to be a lot different. And then when you put that poem in a book and have someone read it, how they read it may not be how you've written it. And I always find that to be true. Like when I recite poetry in person, and people who've actually may have read it in the book, and they'll say, I didn't know that it was meant to be read like that, or it brings a whole nother meaning when it's read a certain way. So try reading your drafts aloud. It makes a big difference. Also, take walks. Get out of your normal circle, your normal box. And what I find is getting outside has a way of quieting the noise around you. It allows your thoughts to actually come up to the surface. Another thing is overcoming doubt and criticism. Listening to your inner voice isn't always easy because of that self-doubt, because of external criticism. It can drown it out, but it's important to recognize that those are challenges and that we can address them. And we start by embracing vulnerability. That's something that I think a lot of us as writers struggle with, is embracing vulnerability in your writing. Understand that it's okay to show your true self, even if it feels scary. And I think it can be cathartic to actually embrace that and write it on the page, because you never know how that is benefiting someone else, right? We set boundaries against negativity, whether it's from critics or your inner critic. Set those boundaries around that negativity. And finding a supportive community. I always encourage you to join writing groups. And these days you can find online writing groups and be a part of that community. It can be invaluable surrounding yourself with fellow writers who encourage you to express your voice without judgment. The last thing is, I'm encouraging you to do practical exercises, like daily affirmations. That's something that I do every day. Start each day with a positive affirmation, or even your thought of the day. About your writing and your voice. Remind yourself that your voice matters, your perspective matters. Even if you have to write affirmations or statements down on post-its and put them up so that you can remember it throughout the day, or put it on a notebook that you're going to be looking at throughout the day. Create profiles of your characters based on your own experiences or emotions. And how great is that in order to get out what you're feeling and what you're thinking, or personal experiences that you may not have shared with anyone? You can put them into your characters. You can put them into your poems and actually share in that way. And lastly, reflection, quiet reflection. Set aside time before every writing session when you have intention to write and you say, I'm going to write, and I'm going to write for 15 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour. Set aside time before you write to have a quiet reflection. Use that time to really center yourself and your thoughts, listening to your thoughts before you dive in, because it can make a difference in what comes out on the page. So to recap, listening to your inner voice is essential for your authenticity and creativity in your writing. And by practicing these techniques like journaling, meditation, reading aloud, you can cultivate this voice and let it guide your storytelling. I encourage you to commit to this practice and share your experiences with me. How do you utilize your inner voice? And if you're not doing that, how will you go about doing that from here moving forward? You can reach out to me on social media. I'm on all platforms at Arshalita Writes, or email me at arshalitachism@gmail.com. Let me know your thoughts. If you have questions for me, I would love to hear from you. I respond to all messages. So until next time, guys, take care.